you see, New York suspended Rudy Giuliani from practicing law, Jimmy Fallon did, and said it was because of his repeated false and misleading statements about the election. Even Rudy was like, what the hell took you so long? Seth Meyers, I'll tell the full joke. Former Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani has been banned from practicing law in the state of New York. I object, said people at his wedding. Fallon, you know you've crossed the line when other lawyers are like, this guy lies way too much. Seth again, I mean, I'm just shocked to find out Rudy had a law license. I bet Rudy is too. Colbert, this is a dramatic fall from grace. In the city he was famously the mayor of, Rudy Giuliani can no longer practice law. And if the last year has proven anything, it's that when it comes to law, Rudy needs a lot of practice. That's bad. It's just bad. It's not a good joke. Colbert, how's he going to eat? More likely drink. Well, if he needs cash, he could always sell the fracking rights to his skull. Fallon, it's a mixed bag for Rudy. The bad news, he can't practice law in New York. The good news, he can't defend himself at his next trial. Steve Carell is set to star in The Rabbit Factor. This is a new comedy movie from Amazon Studios. Deadline tells us that The Rabbit Factor is based on the Finnish novel of the same name. The dark comedy follows Henry, who will be played by Steve Carell, who is an insurance mathematician who calculates every part of his life down to the last decimal place. However, when he suddenly loses his job and inherits a financially struggling adventure park from his brother, Henry finds that he can't predict everything, including repaying debts to criminal lenders and a bubbling romantic relationship. That sounds complicated. Amy Schumer's got a new show. No, not the one that they've been filming on Long Island. I tell you, it's going to be canceled. This is a different one. This one is from HBO Max. It is called Amy Learns 2... and it stars actress and comedian Amy Schumer. It will document her introduction to a collection of new skills and crafts. 8 episodes will take place in her husband's hometown of Martha's Vineyard, where she will partake in a number of first-time activities. Okay, this screams vanity project. This sounds like, oh yeah, we'll just wing a show, it'll be funny, yeah, you know, we'll hang out with my friends in Martha's Vineyard. This sounds like HBO Max wants to be in the Amy Schumer business and doesn't care how they get there. Let me read this to you again. The 8-episode series will take place in her husband's hometown of Martha's Vineyard, where she will partake in a number of first-time activities, whether it be diving for clams, selling real estate, or performing a magic trick. Viewers will watch Schumer face new challenges head-on. I have an idea for a show. It's called Johnny Mac Fantasy. Episode 1, we follow Johnny Mac to the beach where he reads a book and listens to podcasts all day. Episode 2, he goes to Paris and gets some bread, and so on and so on. I mean, that is what Amy is doing here. A suit says, we are thrilled to be working with Amy again. She is sure to surprise and amaze us with her willingness to push boundaries and try something new, always with a hilarious spin. There's no way this is good. This is going to be 2 bombs by Amy Schumer. Write it down. She's going to be mad at me. I speak the truth. I know it. You know it. This doesn't sound good. And the other thing doesn't sound good. I'm sorry. I speak the truth. From comedy.co.uk, Simon Pegg is adapting Galaxy Quest for television. Now we're talking. In January, Tim Allen had revealed a potential storyline for a long-mooted sequel to the film Galaxy Quest that focused on his character, Jason Nesmith, who's totally not William Shatner as James T. Kirk. It's Jason Nesmith. He said it's a fabulous script, but it had a hiccup because the wonderful Alan Rickman passed. So it all got very sad and dark because the script was all about Alan Rickman's character and my character. It was all about their story. It doesn't mean they can't reboot the idea. The underlying story was hysterical and fun. Alan also disclosed that the next chapter of Galaxy Quest could feature, quote, light-speed space travel time dilation, which might place the crew of the Protector in a different timeline than Earth. Without giving too much away, a member of Alan Rickman's Galaxy Quest family could step in and the idea would still work, but right now it's in a holding pattern. That would be cool. I like pretty much everything Simon Pegg does, and I love Galaxy Quest. If you've never seen Galaxy Quest, watch it. It is the best of the Star Trek movies, and I'm a huge Star Trek fan who says that. Well, I'll take that back. Star Trek 2 is better than Galaxy Quest, but you know what I'm saying. It's a really good Star Trek movie. It's a good laugh. From ringsidenews.com, your home for comedy news, WWE writer Kenise Mobley revealed during an interview that she was hired on the WWE wrestling writing team after having zero background in pro wrestling. She said, yes, I've just been hired by WWE. Given the things that you know about me and my entire life and what I'm into, yeah, that's surprising. They did not require me to know anything about wrestling, but I do have a background in film production and comedy writing, and they're like, perfect, come on in. Ringside News asked about this, and one of their sources said, yeah, there's actually been a push to hire more comedy writers. WWE isn't looking for just pro wrestling writers. They're looking for people with experience writing entertainment television. They're attempting a move into a new space with many elements that could call for minds that have no idea who those superstars are until they get hired on. All right, I haven't polled the audience in a few weeks. I'm bringing it back. This week, it's Daily Comedy News Food Fight. My question for you, would you rather have George Lopez tacos or Jim Gaffigan's pulled pork sandwich from his YouTube series, Let's Get Cooking? So you're going to go to Instagram at Daily Comedy News. You're going to find the picture I have of George Lopez tacos and Jim Gaffigan. And you're going to tell me your choice. If you had to eat one thing, would you rather have George Lopez tacos or Jim Gaffigan's pulled pork sandwich? Think about this. Go to Instagram at Daily Comedy News, George Lopez tacos versus Jim Gaffigan's pulled pork sandwich. You know the deal. You write something funny. I read it on the show. We build a community. I get some free content. We get a bit out of this. Play along. Instagram at Daily Comedy News. If you need something to do, I have a new episode of my casual travel podcast. It is called Travel Is Back. I'm not saying it's a definitive travel guide. I'm saying it's what I like to do when I go somewhere. This week, we go to Washington, D.C., and I tell you what I like to do when I'm there. Last week was San Diego. We've also been to Nashville and Chicago on the show. It is called Travel Is Back. Download it on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, etc. All right, I gave you a week. I told you I'm going to spoil the movie Luca. Spoilers for the movie Luca coming up. The AV Club spoke to Jim Gaffigan. Jim plays Lorenzo. Lorenzo and his wife, Daniela, struggle to keep their son Luca protected from what they see as the dangers of the surface. Luca's mom threatens to send him to live with his creepy uncle in the deep. He flees to land where his parents are forced then to venture in an effort to find him. All right, let me jump in. Here are the spoilers. Have you seen Luca? I love Luca. Now, you could look at Luca and go, yeah, it's a movie about two 10-year-old sea monsters. You could totally do that. But then you get to the end and you're like, oh, I see what you did here, Luca. This is brilliant. One interpretation of the film is that the two characters are gay. Now, remind you, their parents sent them to live with their uncle to get them away from everything. Luca escapes from the family, finds a friend, and in the course of the movie, the people of the Italian town come to accept Luca and his friend for who they are. It's very nice. When that movie ended, I was like, I loved that movie. I also like not how it's shot because it's animated, how it's framed, how it's positioned, a lot of callbacks to Italian cinema. It's beautiful. And I just really like the story. Luca on Pixar, you should watch it. Gaffigan said, I'm very much of the attitude that I want my kids to go out there and scrape their knees and learn to struggle and fail, because I think half the battle is getting up after you fail rather than just falling down. I want my kids to have a job that they're bad at when they're a teenager as opposed to when they're 30. He talked about some of the Italian scenes, saying, I'm so affected by visual things. I watched it and all I did was crave pasta and gelato. At the end of the movie, I was like, I got to get to Italy. Let me jump in there. Before I realized what the movie was really about and I thought it was just two sea monsters in Italy, I was hung up on the Italian characters. They all have that accent, that the Luigi Mario accent, where you go, hey, what's the matter you? We're going to add a vowel to every sentence. That Italian accent? Are we still allowed to do that? That took me by surprise. I'm going to tell you a story. I'll tell you tomorrow because I don't have time. Actually, I have to jump on a conference call in 3 minutes. So this podcast is about to end, about some stuff we did back at Sirius that I don't think we could do anymore. Anyway, Gaffigan said, I've got to go to Italy. When we go on vacation, that's where we want to go. We don't want to go to a tourist trap and buy the tourist food. We want to go to some small room and get a pasta dish that someone just made feet away. Gaffigan did not, in this interview, get into the deeper themes of Luca, but they're there, and I love the film. Luca on Pixar, you should watch it. All right, I got a conference call. I got to go. This is your comedy news for today. Follow the show on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your shows. Back tomorrow, and I'll leave myself a note to tell the serious story. Bye.